think my foot's broken.
Well, typically that's not something you kind of are 100% about. How does it feel?
It hurts a lot.
Did you do something to it?
It's been hurting for like 3 weeks, actually, and then today I just got up and it particularly hurt.
I think usually some event precedes the breaking of the foot. I think it's just a case of you being a pussy.
Well, no. Dad said it could be a stress fracture.
Yeah, but you're a fucking lazy bum. What could possibly stress you?
My job is to be on my feet 8 hours a day,
yeah,
thank you.
I'm on
you.
My feet all the day, too.
And you're the picture of health.
I'm feeling great right now, so fuck you. Exploding Barrel Podcast for April 29th, 2011. This is Mike Minotti. I'm joined by my brother, Ajguy.
Hello.
AJ, wait, do you really have one that you prefer me to call you?
I don't care.
You don't care? Like, I don't really say Ajguy to, like, be clever and use your handle. I really do call
you guys,
that
yeah,
the time.
People frequently do call me that, at least in, like, kind of, like, your social sphere of friends, particularly.
I hope people don't think I'm trying to be clever. Like, oh, I'm using his handle. No, I literally call him that all the time.
Yeah.
Ajguy was a nickname before it was a handle. Okay, that's not true. I guess it was.
No, it was a handle that became a nickname.
Yeah.
You liar.
I never had a handle really become a nickname.
The only person who ever did was my roommate who called you the Doc, which you haven't even used in a long time.
That was back when I played a medic on Team Fortress Classic. Yeah, all right, let's keep going here. So, hi, everyone. This is It's Just Us Today. Crickets.
Yes. what do you want? Yes.
I don't know.
Says the third person who's not with us.
I thought the awkward silence was mildly amusing. Maybe I'm wrong. So we're going to start with the news, as per usual. Then we'll go on to what comes after the news usually. Let's go topical?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. So let's go topical.
Would you, like, not believe me? Did you check?
No, I think I accidentally muted you.
Oh.
Like the volume dial on my headphones, the actual, like, thing is, like, rubbed out. That tells me which one is not, like, low or high volume, so I just had to gamble with it. Because it was in the middle. So I couldn't hear you. So I had to push it to the left or right.
Right.
Fascinated. Okay, so after it looks good topical, we'll go on to our weekend gaming and then the new releases, and that'll be the show. So why don't you go ahead? I got, you know, this bit of slow news week, huh?
Yeah, well, let's just get Let's get the big stuff out of the way.
Well, big stuff out of the way. You always... Okay, we had this argument before. Just go.
No, don't worry, because, I mean... It's been like this week-long drama. Everyone's been waiting to hear something. Finally this week, they came out and said it, and everything was revealed.
Well, what are you talking about?
Peyton Hillis is on the cover of Madden 2012.
Yes, he is! Go Cleveland!
I know. It's like our greatest sports victory of the, like, decade.
I know. Were you watching the Sports Nation when it was out?
No.
I was watching live.
It was like an hour special, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. I couldn't believe it. It was cool because, like, in the background they had all the other covers, like, hanging around.
That's cool.
Yeah. And then it happened. I was like, what? I still couldn't believe it. I was like, well, he's going to lose here, right? No.
Peyton Hillis. I heard he crushed it.
Yeah, he did. He got like a 66% of the vote or something.
That's awesome.
Like, this confuses me still.
I even heard like Vic was like a good sport about it too.
Oh yeah, well, I mean, what's he gonna do? Be a jerk on national TV?
Like, oh, fuck you guys.
He kind of has an image problem that he's working on. You might have heard. He's got to be on his best behavior.
That's great.
He's like, I'm gonna sick my dogs on you. Oh, God.
Did you see, as a quick news aside, that there was some sort of dog-fighting game put on Android that was basically a Mafia Wars ripoff, and Vic was one of the people speaking out against it?
Well, he should.
I guess.
I mean, if...
Maybe in that situation, just stay quiet.
If anybody regrets the existence of dog-fighting, it should be Michael Vick. I mean, yes. Okay, we're not going to turn into a sports show here all of a sudden. Wouldn't that be interesting, though, if we were just like, what if, like, one week...
all sports.
No, just, like, for 1 week, people tune in, and all of a sudden we start talking about sports topics. And we never, like, mention it or act like it's weird, and we just keep going.
Something to consider.
I think it could be funny. I don't know if anyone would like that.
See, that would be a good April Fool's gag.
That would have been really good, actually. Just, like, make the podcast about something else for a week. Okay.
Maybe
well,
people
no,
forget
that's...
about this by next April.
Yes.
And we'll remember. Cause,
I'll forget. Peyton Hillis, though, that's awesome. I'm buying this Madden now, for sure.
Oh, me too.
I'm going to get a poster of the cover. I never thought that we'd ever get a Cleveland athlete on there. Man, that's great. Indians are doing good. Good time for Cleveland right now.
Yeah, right.
Yes, mine
okay.
So, next.
So let's move on to what you probably thought I was talking about. The PlayStation Network fiasco.
Woo!
Yes. All right, so let's give a recap of the week's events. So this weekend we were all notified that our personal information was definitely taken, and they weren't sure about our credit card info.
Well, one thing I have a question is, did they get everyone's information or just some people's information?
From what it sounds like, all of it. Like, yeah. It was just a wholesale dump of the database.
They got it all. Okay, cool. Okay.
Yes. Of course, this had several people saying, well, what the hell, assholes? Why didn't you tell us this right away? To which Shoney replies, like, they literally didn't know until Monday. Like, they had to call a third-party, like, online security firm to research this for them, to verify it.
I guess it really just becomes a question, then, of if you believe Sony or not.
Right. Well, and then even if you do, then it has people saying, well, like, you couldn't figure this out yourself. It's your network. Like, why do you need a third party to help you figure this
people
out?
People say things like that, and, like, I almost want to agree with them. And you remember very early in this week when this all started, I was very passionately on Sony's side here. I'm, like, slightly distanced now because of the scope of this. But people say things like, well, your network should have been hacked into, and we were talking about it earlier. I can't remember if we were actually recording when we were, but it's a thing.
No, we were playing Portal, too.
Yeah. No, it was with Windows or something. We were talking about operating systems and how people complain when they crash and they say, oh, what the hell. It's one of those things, I have no idea what goes into creating a secure network.
Right.
You know? Like, we don't actually know if Sony's network was more or less secure than someone else's. Maybe hackers, you know.
Part of what we found out with what information they divulged is the part of the network that has our credit card information is encrypted. But the part that has our personal info
was not.
It's
like a plain text file.
Right. Literally, yeah. Like, they just thought, like, the just front doors of the network security were enough, which, of course, has people crying foul on that. Like, why wouldn't you encrypt it? They're saying with the credit card info, like, your security code was never stored because they never required it, which seems dumb in the first place because if you don't need it, then what's the point of having it? But they're saying at least they didn't get that for sure. But, of course, what's causing outrage, too, is Sony's basic response to this is the typical, yeah, go change all your passwords, and you might want to put fraud alerts on your credit cards, just in case, which is a huge fiasco. I mean, it's a pain in the ass for customers to have to do that. This, of course, drew the ire of several people, least of which is a senator from Connecticut.
PlayStation fan.
Yeah, he sent a very eloquent letter about it. What's his name? I have it here somewhere. He is a former Attorney General of Connecticut. His name is Richard Blumenthal. I've heard that name before. Mm-hmm. But basically, like, he's saying, like, you know, it's if you get hacked, it's your responsibility as a company to, first of all, notify your customers right away. Because keep in mind, when this first went down, their official line was, we don't know why it's down. Well, they knew why it was down. They took it down.
Well, there might be a reason to lie in that situation when you're being hacked, right? They don't want to say, well, our network's insecure.
But he's saying that doesn't matter. He's saying
it's still just a bad policy.
He's saying the most important thing is to immediately notify your customers that there's even a potential that their personal information is at risk.
Unless they're so oblivious to the whole thing. I don't know.
Right. But he's saying even if you think there's a chance, you need to put that out there right away. Because let's say, you know, it is. And even if you're not sure, if you don't say anything and it is taken, and it took 4 days before they even admitted it was possible. In 4 days, a lot of damage can get done with that information.
Well, one thing we do know about Sony is that one division of Sony is not very good with coordinating and talking with another division of
Sony.
Right,
this is the company that cut production of its entire hardware line in two countries, but not in the other. and didn't mention that in their initial announcement of said production cut. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it's always been a classic problem for Sony that the hand doesn't talk to the foot.
Right. It's certainly an interesting situation.
Right. So, let's see. One analyst firm was trying to run some numbers, because they say it's like over 70 million accounts. And granted, a lot of those are like ghost accounts and inactive accounts and everything. So this is like a worst-case scenario. But when you factor in the cost of hiring a security firm for a database this large, that alone could carry as high as a $24 billion price tag. Huh. Then you factor in lost revenue, because that's the other thing they said this week. They kind of came clean with a lot of stuff this week. That's where they talked about the encryption, things like that. That's also where they revealed that the tentative date to get everything back online is not until this coming Tuesday.
Right.
Which is two full weeks of outage.
Well, they're rewriting the network.
Right. So you figure lost revenue for your entire storefront being closed for 2 weeks. Like,
it's significant.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, like companies like Ubisoft, who were supposed to release Outland on it this week, like, that's unfortunate. But you look at, like, an indie studio, there's the one guys, they had a PSP Mini coming out this week. I mean, they're screwed. That's, like, the only thing they put out is this one game. They were supposed to, like, Sony said, oh, we're going to give you, like, you know, good promotion when it comes out. We'll advertise you on the front page to help make up for it. But, you know,
well, that's a little weird to me. Is delaying the game really a week going to hurt them that much?
2 weeks. Well, I mean, you know, they were looking. That was part of their fiscal plan for revenue generation. They now have 2 weeks where they're making no money. Because when you're in development, you're getting funding and things like that. Once the game's out, you're just making the game sales.
Mm-hmm.
Then let's see, like, Netflix still works apparently, because that's not tied to PSN.
Right, like, you can still go on the browser and stuff.
Mm-hmm. But Hulu doesn't work, and Hulu is offering credit to PlayStation Network users for a week.
Do you think that Sony has to give something back to us for this?
Yeah, that's
not
that's
so much
the
for the
gonna
merit of
too.
The security issues, because you know that'll be a legal thing, but just for the notion that PSN is down for so long.
Like, they don't necessarily have to, I guess. I mean, they do have to do something for people playing, like, DC Universe and Final Fantasy XI,
well, first
Free
off,
Realms.
Why are you playing Final Fantasy XI? But,
well,
okay.
People are.
Is there Free Realms? Free Realms free? Is that the
yeah,
one?
Yeah, but, I mean, you still have paid for content in, I don't know, it was brought up as an example.
That's kind
DC
of
DC Universe is the big one.
Sure, DC Universe I'll buy a bit.
Yeah, because, and what their line on that was, is we're going to make up for it with special in-game events and something to make good. Won't you just give them a free month?
Yeah, I know.
Make that good.
Creative.
What does that mean?
It means they don't know what the fuck they're going to do.
Right. So there's that end of it. I mean, like, I think this is just you and I were talking. The week this happened is, like, what's 2 days after Portal 2, Mortal Kombat, and SOCOM 4 came out.
Mm-hmm.
Games that were heavily advertised for their network capabilities. I mean, SOCOM 4 is a primarily online game.
For sure.
The Steam integration relies on PlayStation Network for Portal 2. Mortal Kombat, a lot of people play fighting games online.
I guess a lot of it really depends on if you really think Sony is at fault for their network being hacked because of insufficient security measures.
Right.
It doesn't seem a little interesting, though, that there isn't nearly as much anger or malice directed towards the hackers, whoever they may be.
Well, that's
I understand because they don't have
it's
a
because,
face.
Yeah,
know.
We don't know who they are, so
right.
Sony's
still,
kind of an easy scapegoat.
They don't get any, you know, they're not getting, they're really not getting any of the flag. No one says, not very many people saying, oh, damn those hackers who stole information. It's also as if their existence and intrusion into this matter was predestined.
Well, it's kind of like, I mean, this was, I forget where I even saw this. I actually might have made this up, I can't remember now. But, like, you think, like, if a bank gets robbed, and your money was in that bank. But the bank, you just show up one day and it's just closed. And there's no sign or any information. You're like, what the hell? I can't get to my money. And then, like, a week later, like, oh, yeah, we were robbed and your money's gone. And we were trying to figure out exactly what happened, but we didn't let you know until we knew for sure.
Well, yeah, I mean, I see what you're doing here. But, I mean, you know, getting my money in my bank and playing Mortal Kombat online.
Well, right. I realize it's not a perfect analogy. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, there is a responsibility on their part to keep this stuff safe. You can't just, you know,
just
because they got robbed doesn't
thing.
Mean they're not completely not at fault for it.
But I wonder, what if these people wanted to attack, like, Steam? Or is Steam in a better situation in there? Would Steam be able to withstand
this? Well, this is something else I was trying to consider something here. And you know how one of the kind of classic arguments for kind of why Microsoft seems to have the superior online service, but Sony always seems to have bigger hardware? And it's always, to me, been that difference that Sony's a hardware company and Microsoft's a software company. And you could say the same thing, Valve is also a software company.
Right.
And I almost wonder if...
You don't think their software for this kind of thing is up to snuff?
Well, I mean, look at when all this shit happened. As soon as the PlayStation 3 was boot-keyed, everything went to shit. Once the hardware was figured out, there's nothing they could almost do on the software end.
Mm-hmm.
But Microsoft and Valve, like, everything they do is on the software end. Like, if you open up an Xbox 360, there's not a single component in that thing that was manufactured by Microsoft.
Right.
So, like, it makes me wonder if, like, maybe because of that company experience and culture, that's part of what allows them to keep it more preventable, you know?
Again.
Because, like, a lot of people are trying to liken this to when Xbox Live went down in 2008. But it went in, the reason it went down in 2008 was because too many damn people were logging in after Christmas. It was almost like, oh, this got, you know, we had a good Christmas. We weren't anticipating this.
Can I just say
that's
how
our bad? We did get a free game out of it, which was Undertow. But I think Sony needs to, even if they're not morally obligated, I think as a PR move, they need to offer something.
Well, yeah, I'm sure they will, and I'm sure it'll be accepted with ungratefulness. There is a lot of animosity towards Sony for this. I'm not sure if it's justified or not. I mean, I kind of have this philosophy in a lot of things where I don't understand the situation completely. I don't think anybody really does, except if you work at Sony. I don't really know who's at fault. I don't know if their network was insecure or not. I also, for some reason, I'm not very personally concerned about my credit card information going out. Like, have we actually had any reports about anybody, like, literally, like, having a case of credit card fraud from this?
That hasn't happened, but, like, I remember it was fall of 2009. I think it was at Destructoid or one of the sites similar to the Kotaku thing had their database hacked.
Mm-hmm.
And the day that happened, first of all, my World of Warcraft account was hacked, which was, you know, whatever. That sucks. But also, my PayPal account was hacked. And someone charged $600 to my PayPal account.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing. Like, I don't feel very hacked right now.
Right. Well, see, after that happened, that's when I started using, because, you know, they always tell you, oh, you should use different passwords for everything, but no one does. Let's be realistic.
Well, because, I mean, you can't, because you forget them.
Right. So that's when I started using, like, I have one password I use on shit I don't too much care about, things like, you know, my Kotaku account.
Right.
And then I have a different password for my more important things that's way more complicated, like my Gmail account, my banking, my PayPal.
Because
I realized my PlayStation Network was still using my I don't care password, which they said once the network comes online, it's going to prompt everybody to put in a new password.
Do you think there's any sort of responsibility on our part to kind of, you know, we shouldn't expect this kind of thing to happen, but to know that, you know, when we give away our credit cards to God knows how many online companies or whatever, that we are putting ourselves to risk to a degree, no matter how, you know, how hopeful we can be, but this isn't the... I've had my internet hacked into, and, you know, it almost is kind of a part of it in a weird way. Like, something we have to deal with. It's like an inconvenience.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, so much of that hacking is the fault of the user, be it if they installed malware with a keylogger, if they were socially engineered into it.
No, that's true.
But when you are giving your information to a trusted source, a reputable company, and they fail to keep it protected... You know, that's the issue. What? It's like giving your car to a mechanic and he wrecks it while he's test driving the brakes.
Do you think Anonymous had anything to do with this?
What's Anonymous? I mean,
it's a weird thing. Yeah.
It's not a person, it's people. It could have been a guy in Anonymous who went rogue or something. I don't know.
Because they took PSN down a couple weeks ago, right?
Right.
And they basically took credit for that. This time they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But in my head, I'm picturing all these, like, 17-year-old kids who hacked into Sony and thought it was cool.
Like, high-fiving each other,
and
then they realized
they didn't, and now, like,
they kind of kicked the hornet's nest.
Right, and now this time they didn't, but now they're suspect, like, number one to jail for a long time, and they're all shitting their pants right now, terrified. Mm.
Oh, and Sony is going to find who did this. They will spare no expense for that.
I'm sure they're... I mean,
they tried to sue an 18-year-old kid for crying out loud, or 21, or however old
he is. I still like that when this first happened, people were like, well, this is because they weren't ready for Steam, or, well, they just took it down for not a very good reason. I'm like, they took it down on the day that Portal 2 and Mortal Kombat came out for. I'm sure there was a good reason. Listen to last week's episode. I basically told you this is what happened.
Right.
Back when we didn't know what happened. So, you know, good points for me. All right. I guess, I mean, we're going to talk about a little bit more. Let's go topical. So we can move on for now.
Okay. Next big news. It's official. Nintendo has announced that whatever their next console is coming out in 2012 and will be playable at E3 in a month and a half.
Well, good for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's really only a month and a half away? Shit.
I know, yeah. So Iwata said it's not going to be releasing before April 2012. Stereoscopic 3D is not a focus of the system. Although I feel like they should just throw it in there. Why not?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Well, I mean,
it's not really a big concern for me either.
But my argument for it is that was their reason for not doing HD with the Wii. It was like, oh, well, it's not out there yet. We'll give it a couple years. It will be. Why not prepare?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that wouldn't cost very much more to do.
Right.
But yeah, they haven't said much. The rumors about the controller are flying rampant.
Mm-hmm. If the whole idea of controller with a touch can be so stupid to me. Like, that can't be right. Isn't that why you have a 3DS or a DS? Just use that as a controller.
Well, I think the idea is that it's a screen also. It's kind of neat.
Yeah, but that's what a DS does. It can even wirelessly interface with a Wii. Plus, how expensive is that controller going to be? How are you going to buy four?
I don't know.
Of
it'll be $60 as opposed to $50 or $55.
They're saying it's a 6-inch 1080p touchscreen.
I don't know.
Your iPhone screen is 4-inch.
I don't know. I'm sure they'll think of something. Okay, that wasn't very reassuring, was it?
No.
I don't know. Again, we don't really know. I'm sure.
I know.
I still think. That's
what I'm saying.
I still think it's kind of. Wait a second. Me first.
Okay.
I still think the idea is kind of neat of having like a full-on screen down there. It's like with the VMU, like the very limited amount of things you were able to do with that, like pick plays in a football game or stuff like that. That's all cool stuff.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of potential for that. Having all those menus down there. Like, imagine an RPG where instead of having to go into the menu to pick your new weapon, you just touch your controller. It's basically adding...
It's basically the GBA System Link. Like,
No.
There will be Legend of Zelda 4 swords for this.
But more to the point, it's basically you can add as ever many buttons to a game as you need. Like, that was one of their big things they didn't like about the controller, the buttons. Like, well, sometimes those buttons.
Oh yeah, because touchscreen buttons are great.
Right, but you know what I mean.
I guess.
You can do things with them. Like, you can look, instead of having a giant inventory, you can just look, there's boxes and you click on the box for what you want to do. I'm not saying, like, analog control.
Here's my question to you, though. If that's going to be the system, do you think they somehow work DS into the title?
No. Again, you're driving me a little crazy with this. It's just a DS thing.
No. I mean, not even that.
They don't.
I just mean from the point of view that it now becomes a dual-screen system.
No,
your
okay,
TV
they
and
don't.
The controller. Okay, that's just a good question.
Your question annoyed me.
Sorry.
Yeah, they'll call it the DS, AJ. I'll say, man.
The DS Home. Come on.
No, it's stupid. Yeah, because you know, get rid of that Wii name. Let's bring the DS here. That won't confuse our audience.
Well, they're going to call this thing Stream, is the rumor. How's that?
That's also
worse
the
or better?
Rumor. We have no idea what it's called. How about that? I didn't hear anybody calling Wii before it came. No one got that one right.
Right. Okay.
I don't know why are you down on it? You're down on it.
Making something that expensive is not going to work. That's
you're just
all.
Assuming that this controller is going to be really expensive.
Mike, it has to be.
But controllers
are
expensive. Like, how much do you think it's going to cost? $200?
Mike.
Okay, but just tell me.
Take a $50 Xbox controller and put a 6-inch touchscreen
on it. Okay, how much do you think it's going to cost?
Like $100,
You really think Nintendo's going to release a $100 controller?
I don't see how they don't. Nintendo does not put out product not for profit.
Listen, okay, it's far more likely that there is no screen or that the screen is
crappier
than everyone is saying.
That's what I was trying to say in the first place. I don't think it's happening. There is no screen, or certainly not a 6-inch one.
I think there will be a screen. You're not listening to me before.
That's what I said.
Maybe the whole tablet. Like, people are saying it's basically a tablet. That's maybe a bit much. But I don't know. Maybe I don't know. Is that what makes these things expensive, these tablets? Just the fidelity of the screen and not necessarily the hardware inside it?
Well, it's part of it. I mean, a tablet has a 10-inch high-def screen. Like, that's what do you think
that
costs?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know much about hardware. I always assumed it was the fact that there was a little computer inside there that made it cost money.
The processors really aren't that expensive. I think that A5 processor, someone did when they were doing the pull apart of an iPad 2.
Right.
Costs like $30.
I guess, like, to me, if you have a good screen in there, but all the processing and everything is coming from just the system it's plugged into or wirelessly connected to, I guess. Like I said, I don't know much about hardware.
Right.
Nintendo won't release a $100 controller, and you know it, though.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's happening.
I still think there'll be a screen on that controller. We'll see. All right, next.
Portal 2 originally had a wall-walking gel in addition to the other three gels in the game.
There's a lot of things actually cut from that game. Like, you can look at just, like, videos for it.
What are those tubes called?
I forget what they're called.
They're basically giant vacuums.
But they're in the game. You see them over the place, but, like, puzzles were designed around them.
You can actually interact with them.
Like, they released a video showing that off as one of the new puzzle mechanics, and it's actually just not really in the game, so that's interesting.
Right.
They also said, apparently as part of that, like, iPhone app or whatever, that iPad app that really looks into, like, the creation of the game, mm-hmm. like, they say, like, the very first concept for Portal 2 was none of the original characters, no portals, which blows my mind. It was, like, a completely different gameplay mechanic. And apparently, mm-hmm. when they tested it, everyone just complained that it was nothing like Portal and that none of the characters were in it. So they said that they're going to save that mechanic for something different. So I can't imagine what that is.
Well, you see, the other thing, this could tie in, that Valve was saying that they don't intend to do any more disconnected single-player experiences.
Okay, can I just say, what the hell does that mean again?
It sounds like that idea that game, The Crossing, where, like, instead of, like, AI, like, people can randomly join your game to play as the bad guys.
Okay, what's that going
to
say?
I think it's a terrible idea. It's like, Valve, you just made one of the best single-player games ever.
Exactly. That's what I'm like,
don't stop. This is not what we want.
Are they saying that, like, they don't, like, because, like, that to me, I was like, oh, so every game's going to have a multiplayer component. People are like, no, they mean there will be no single-player components anymore. I'm like, well, that's really stupid.
Yeah.
Valve, like, that's what you freaking do, pretty much. Like, your multiplayer stuff's great, but
how do you make Half-Life 3 without it being a single-player game?
When game developers say shit like this, I think they're just trying to be smart. Mm-hmm. It's just like Dennis Dyack talking about the one console future. He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. He just thinks he sounds like he's talking about the future.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look, I'm sure that, like, and I also, like, maybe this explains why their marketing for Portal 2 is so heavily directed at the co-op campaign.
Well, that, I mean, part of that, too, is you can't really put a commercial with Chell in it because you don't really see
there's more to it. Like, even the box. Like, you know, Chell doesn't need to talk. You have the picture of her.
Right.
It seems like this weird thing where they think much more highly of the co-op campaign than they do the single player.
Or maybe they're just trying to push it. Like, everyone expects the single player.
What you're saying is kind of evidence of my theory.
Well, I know, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they, like, are really into this. And, like, the last thing I want to see now is a Half-Life 3 where it has to be played co-op. Like, it has to be, or else you have just a crappy AR partner. Games like that drive me crazy, where it's like, it should be played co-op, or otherwise it's AI. Like Resident Evil 5, like, you have to basically play that co-op to have fun.
Right.
Like that Ratchet and Clank game that's coming out, I'm like, oh, four-player co-op, I'm not going to be able to find three other people to play this game with me on a decent basis.
Right. I mean, we've been trying to slog through Portal 2 in the last week.
Like, and it's harder for me to get my brother to play just Portal 2 with me.
And granted, I mean, our weekend plans are kind of ruined with the PlayStation Network outage.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, you know, like, I don't, like, I don't think a co-op campaign should be anything, ever be anything more than secondary, for the most part. I hope that he was either misunderstood or talking poorly. Basically he said, right after making one of the best single-player campaigns of all time, like, yeah, those things, we don't want to do them anymore.
Yeah, they're not so good.
Yeah, well, we don't like that. It's just like I was talking about last week with artists talking about the stuff they made and talking about how shitty it was, making you feel stupid.
Like, oh, you like that?
Yeah.
That was dumb.
No, he must be. I like him. Gabe Newell does say stupid shit sometimes, doesn't he?
Sometimes.
He does. I mean, you know, yay Valve and everything, but sometimes this shit is dumb.
All right, next. Sony has revealed two tablets that are both PlayStation certified.
I still don't even understand this whole thing. Is the Xperia Play even out?
No. Basically, PlayStation Certified means that, like, it's going to have enough
to play PlayStation
games.
Yeah. Right.
That PlayStation Suite. You see these tablets? I mean, the one looks like kind of your standard Android 10.1 inch screen tablet. The other one's like a clamshell dual screen looking thing. It's weird.
Do they have, like, the PlayStation D-pad and stuff on it?
Well, like, on the bottom screen, that's where the controls pop up, and then the top screen's the game. But then what's really dumb looking, too, is...
like, touch controls?
Yeah, and then... What's really dumb is L1, L2, L, and then R, the R buttons, they're on the top screen. Like, you're supposed to reach up with your thumbs the other screen to hit them.
Well,
like, yeah,
that won't work.
Yeah.
So much for that.
I mean, the PlayStation 3 controller is Bluetooth. As part of your application, create something that lets me Bluetooth my PS3 controller to my phone and play PlayStation games with that. That would be amazing.
The only thing that would work, even, like, okay, with that kind of crappy touchscreen control screen was, like, an RPG. But any game that's real-time...
Can you imagine playing like Jet Moto?
Yeah,
on that
you just can't.
Yeah.
Okay, next.
So apparently, the Mortal Kombat game guide. Shit, I didn't write that. Is it Grady Games or is it Prima? I'll look that up. But it apparently just has all kinds of mistakes in it. It's Prima guides. Like, things are just wrong because apparently. Their reasoning for it is so, like, things kept changing at the 11th hour development. Like I guess NetherRealms would go in and just change moves
and like just like character specs and stuff. So they list them after a while.
So it's like terribly wrong, and they are not going to reprint it due to quote economics. Although they are issuing like a printable one sheet page of everything, if you feel you need the updated guide, which you know would be nice.
Well, okay. First off, who's buying strategy guides? In 2011.
Oh, that's true. You know what I can't figure out? Why hasn't Prima Guides or Brady Games or one of them made an iPad app where you download that app and then in that app you download the strategy guides?
Right.
Like, I would totally do that. Like, for a fighting game? Shit, yeah. Keep my iPad by me, just swipe to the character I'm playing that around, have it right there. Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was one thing when, like, we had game facts. Now we literally just don't have hard games anymore.
Right.
Like, I don't know what you need a fact for.
I mean, we'll talk about Mortal Kombat later, and I love it, but it's like, finish him, pause, control list, go down.
Right.
Back, right, back, down, square. Okay, got it, unpause, back, right, back, down, fatality. It's like, why isn't there just a fatality button?
No, that would totally take away the satisfaction. But I know, guess. But like, exactly, you can like just look at the moves in the game now. Like, one of the best strategy guides I ever had. Was the Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3 strategy guide. Because you needed that. I was like, yes.
Oh, totally. Back then, the fatalities. Absolutely necessity.
Right. But there's really no point to these things anymore.
Yeah.
So they still have, like, really nice art or something, and I'll get them.
Yeah, but, like, the World of Warcraft strat guides that had the Penny Arcade comics. Like, that's why I bought those.
There was, like, a really...
Because that, especially, you know that's going to be out of date in, like, a week the next patch comes out.
There was a really intense Kingdom Hearts 2 strategy guide that I got or something. And it's not because... I need so much strategy help. Although that one was nice because part of that game, like, if you want 100%, you have to find every chest and all this and that. Like, RPGs may be the only thing I can possibly see it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Fixer, I want to talk to Fixer if he's listening right now. You send me so many massive texts right in a row every time you talk to me. You are a texting machine.
I love it because in Google Voice, you know, you can type text from the website.
Yeah.
It'll show you your character count. Like, if you're going into a second text, it'll start showing that. If you start going into a third text instead of counting your characters, it just replaces it with saying, seriously?
Good. Good. All right. Next.
Next is Star Fox 64 3DS. The remake is newly arranged, and here's what I don't quite get, motion-controlled.
Well... I mean, I first of all, I assume it's an option.
One
we'll never use. And also, the whole gyroscope of the 3DS it's kind of dumb on a fundamental level because it kind of
works in something like
Face Raiders
or Steel Diver because you're kind of simulating that experience of like, oh, I'm in this.
Well, because you're actually turning
rotating,
around,
like,
right?
Like I play Face Raiders at my desk chair so I could spin.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like you're going to have a choice. You can either play Star Fox 64 in 3D, or you can play it with gyroscope controls. Not both.
Okay, I'm sorry. Flying games gyroscope control is never fun. I don't know why we even keep bothering doing this. I thought Lair would have been the death knell for this kind of shit.
Oh, Lair.
It's like, I'm pulling up on it like a joint. No. Or you're just pull down on the analog stick, and it's an actual button. Lair, I'll never stop beating up on that punching bag.
Hmm.
Next. Fixer, you got Rare. I mean, Lair. Just a reminder. And defended it for a week. Then he gave up.
So did you see what they revealed about the development for Wii Play Motion?
No.
All the games in it were developed by other studios.
Well, that's interesting.
Like, Nintendo just, like, reached out to all these other third parties and were like, hey, like, how would you design, like, a mini-game kind of thing to use the Wii Motion Plus? So, like, it's actually kind of interesting that it's almost like, I think someone described it as a potluck of mini-games from, like, the entire industry.
Hmm.
I think that sounds interesting. I mean, I don't know how substantial these games are yet. I mean, it doesn't matter. This thing will sell like hotcakes.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm having a hard time gathering up much enthusiasm for it.
Right. You don't need another Wii remote, Mike?
No.
Okay.
Especially now that... It's kind of weird that the Wii, I look at it and it's basically on borrowed time now. I'm like, oh, I'm going to replace the hell out of you soon, buddy. Just one more year, you're done.
Yeah, yeah.
You're out of here. It's weird. The Wii does not feel like it's going to be 5 years old soon, does it?
I feel like I've had it forever.
I mean, maybe it's because I play it so infrequently.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I certainly have not logged enough hours into it to make it feel that way.
It's a good thing it only did cost $250, because I'm not quite sure I got that much out of it yet.
Oh, jeez. We...
I pretty much played Mario Galaxy a lot.
You didn't beat Mario Galaxy 2 yet. Shame on you.
I have not. I should.
Oh, so good. Next.
Let's see. Do you see the Call of Duty Call of the Dead trailer?
No, I hate zombies. Remember.
So, I mean, did you see what they're doing with this?
No.
They went all out for this map. Mind you, map. There are four characters you play as when you play this map, and they are actually played by Sarah Michelle Gellar, Robert Englund, Michael Roker, and Danny Trejo.
It all sounds unnecessarily expensive.
It sounds like this is like you build a game around this, not a map. This is why the shit costs $15. Like, I don't give a crap. George A. Romero makes a cameo appearance, and this entire setting was inspired by him. They made this trailer that looks like one of the Dawn of the Dead trailers or something with the same music. I mean, it's slick looking, but it just feels really unnecessary for what is, in fact, a map.
Well, I mean, you know, if we liked Call of Duty, we'd probably be praising their ambition.
That could be true.
That's really just the fact of the matter, is that it's for something we don't really care about.
That's a good point.
Just next.
Okay. L.A. Noire will let you skip action sequences if you die a couple times.
I wonder if you can skip cutscenes if you want to. It's funny that they're doing the opposite.
Right. Because, I mean, I think they're trying to market this to people who, like, you know, I mean, they showed it at, what was it, Cons or whatever.
And I don't think it'll work.
Hmm.
I mean, yeah, I mean, those action sequences shouldn't be that hard, though, right? All of a sudden, I'm worried now. Is this actually not going to be very gamey? It looks when we saw it.
I mean, well, yeah, no, but I think it's because the game's focus is going to be on the investigation element. Like, the action sequences will be there, but I think, like, this is a concession that people may actually be interested in this game for the investigation stuff, the stuff that's not so action twitch-based.
Right.
The more cerebral element's going to be the draw, so that if you some people still have trouble with dual analog sticks, so maybe this is for them.
Well, we'll see. Still very excited. You know what my favorite thing about L.A. Noire is? It's exposed.
It's basically like adult Phoenix, right?
No, it's well, that's sweet, but it's exposed to me how many people in my life have no idea how to pronounce noir.
Oh, why?
I've been hearing quite a few people say Nori. L.A. Nori.
Seriously?
What name means? Well, I mean, I can't make too much fun. I have a bad habit of mispronouncing things myself.
Oh, did Evan comment on this week's podcast?
Even, no, you mean?
I think you scared him away.
You mean even?
Yeah. Oh, let's see. Next on my list. Telltale. Duo of news from them. First of all, the Jurassic Park game that's supposed to come out this month has been pushed back to the fall for PC and Mac. Very sad, because that game looks cool. But it's now going to simultaneously come out this fall on PC, Mac, Xbox 360,
is this
and
game
PS3.
Not episodic, then?
Well, that's the thing. You may have noticed that Telltale games have kind of not been appearing on 360 after like the second season of Sam & Max. And part of that is the way they sell their games. You don't buy individual episodes anymore. You buy the whole season up front, and then it just unlocks as time goes. There's really no mechanism for doing that on the 360.
Mm-hmm.
So they announced this week that they entered into a publishing agreement with Microsoft. And they're like, okay, they figured this out. But then it was announced that when Jurassic Park does come, it's just the entire season on a disc. But it's still launching with the PS3. So does that mean, like, it's just going to come out? Like, see, I don't get it.
I'm really kind of confused.
So, yeah, there's that. I still think that game's going to be sweet.
Did you see that other game they're releasing soon that they just showed off?
Hector. Yeah, it just came out on Steam.
Oh, yeah, that's actually out? It's basically just like an old-school adventure game.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
I just kind of hate the sort of flash animation look to it.
Right.
Like, but that drives me crazy with a lot of modern things, like cartoon shows and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's too freaking clean. These perfect
lines. Did you
see
that new Neverland cartoon show?
Neverland? Oh, Jake and the Neverland Pirates?
Yeah.
I mean, I saw some commercials for it.
I watched an episode last night.
I feel like if I was 3-year-olds, that would certainly be my favorite cartoon show.
It's very well animated. Like, surprisingly well.
Well, Captain Hook's in it, too. That's
well, yeah, and he's hilarious.
What are we talking about? Let's move on.
Animation. I'm sorry.
I'm not talking about animation. We're talking about children's shows.
Well, I was bringing up how good the animation was. Because you're right, children's show animation usually sucks. But this one's really good. Anyway, moving on. Xbox Live, not impervious to attack. Apparently there's a phishing scam going on in Modern Warfare 2 right now. So, you know, be careful.
Yes, careful.
Next. An interesting statistic, looking at Steam achievements, has revealed that 1 out of 2 Portal 2 players on Steam have not actually finished the game.
Well, I mean, I don't we typically hear from a lot of people that the finishing rate for games is incredibly low?
Yeah, but this kind of goes counter to the people who have bitched and moaned that the game's too short.
Well, just with anything, the percentage of people who complete a game is low. I mean, it seems to us like, oh, everyone's going to complete it, but, you know. The grand scale
also,
of all the people who are going to buy this game.
Can I give you my chaos theory on this?
Sure, let's hear it.
That people bought the game on their PlayStation 3s and activated their Steam copies, but then their network went down, so they did beat it, but it's not getting...
That would also be true, I guess, wouldn't it? Yeah, actually, they wouldn't know that I beat it yet.
Right. So there you go, but there's that.
Still, even a 50% completion rate for a game is pretty good, I think.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Imagine all those people who play Call of Duty probably never beat the single-player campaign.
Yeah. They don't even touch it a lot. People just go right into multiplayer.
Right.
Anywho, Blizzard. They say that Diablo 3 is, quote, in the home stretch.
I don't think they understand what that term means. What?
That's usually when you could say, hey, here's when the game's going to come out.
Right. You can't say you're in the home
here's
stretch.
Here's the year this game is going to come out.
If you don't have a release year, you can't say you're in the home stretch.
Right.
Like, if you say that... Like, to me, like, if it wasn't Blizzard, I'd say, oh, so it's coming out this fall, then. No?
Yeah.
You know,
like, and if it doesn't, then it's like, what the hell? You were in the home stretch, assholes.
It's not coming.
Can it please come out this year, please?
Diablo 3 is going to be interesting.
I hope it's good.
I hope it is, too. I hope it's just not like Diablo. I mean, it's kind of a weird thing, because, like, I wanted to play like Diablo 2, but I don't want to basically just play Diablo 2 again.
Right.
It's kind of bizarre. I wonder if they almost waited too long. They did wait a while. I guess they were busy with WoW for quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know, the last patch came out for a while. I saw you playing WoW the other day a little bit.
Oh, all I was doing was just logging in to patch it. I'm going to start playing. I've had a 30-day card I've owned for a month now. I just haven't had time to sit down and play it.
Right. Yeah.
But I was just making sure it was patched because a patch had come out on Tuesday.
I'm kind of afraid
to start. You see, here, I'll jump ahead. They revealed their next big content patch.
The next big content... The new patch didn't have a big raid encounter. It had a couple... Dungeons at 5-man encounters and some other stuff. The next patch is the next big raid encounter.
It's called Rise of the Zandalari.
And the final boss is Ragnaros. It's the fire pits is the raid.
Yeah, and the trolls are kind of the major villains. Like, well, not the horde trolls, but all the other trolls.
Right, yeah.
They're banding together.
This usually happens. Well, it's interesting.
Looks pretty cool.
4.1 is interesting though, because it is the first patch since...
Cataclysm content patch, yeah.
But I mean, it's the first patch since, I think, Vanilla WoW. Like, major patch, like, you know, like, the 4.1 or whatever, to not have new raid content.
Isn't new raid? Oh, well, yeah, because it's basically repurposing
right,
old areas.
I mean, like, it doesn't shoot... Like, it doesn't bring with it a new set of gear or stuff like that.
Right. Because
usually that's what these patches are, is that it's the next, like, upgrade of gear, basically, for people.
Yeah.
Until you get to the final raid and fight the boss of the expansion or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, interesting. But, yeah, 4.2 will be bigger than 4.1 was.
Yeah.
And also, it seems like there's going to be more patches for these. Like,
mm-hmm.
for all of them, like, you know, not just patches, but the major ones, major content patches for all of Wrath of the Lich King. What was that?
I was pulling my glasses off my headphones. I didn't realize it was going to make a big noise like that.
Scared me. But for all of Wrath of the Lich King, there's only three big content mm-hmm. patches.
Yeah.
4.1 was Noxoramus, 4.2 is Aldmon, and 4.3 was... Wait a second. 4.3 was...
Ice Crown Citadel?
Maybe there was... Maybe...
No, there was three.
Yeah.
It wasn't 4.3, it was 3.3.
Yeah, that's what
4.0
I mean.
Was
there was Argent Tournament before the Citadel. Maybe Noxoramus... Was that 0.1 or was Noxoramus there from
know.
The beginning?
Maybe point, I don't raid.
Maybe 0.1 was Aldmon.
This is fascinating. I'm going to move on. I have two more stories. This is like the longest news segment ever. Let's go.
Woo!
Let's see. Quick here, real quick. Redbox is officially launching game rentals on June 17th. You rent a game for $2 a day. And Hulu Plus coming to the 360 this Friday. They are giving free access to Hulu Plus, and even if you're not even Xbox Live Gold. Like, everyone can get on Hulu Plus until May 6th. Apparently, though, the Kinect integration is just like the Netflix one, where you can't really do much with the Kinect interface.
Okay. 3.1 was Odwar. 3.2 was the Argent Tournament. 3.3 was Ice Crown Citadel.
Told you.
I believed you.
All right, so I'm done.
All right, let's go topical. So we'll start off with reading off everybody's responses to our question last week, which was, do you want a Portal 3 or should Valve leave the series alone? Are you ready?
Yes.
Harold Burnett says, I would like to see something new from Valve, aside from Half-Life Episode 3 or whatever it has turned into at this point. Valve has brought a few smaller companies over the year, I think he might have meant bought.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, both can kind of work, except he's missing one. Okay. Valve has brought a few smaller companies over the last couple of years. It would be nice to see a small team have a crack at something new.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Robbins. I wouldn't mind a Portal 3, but even though I've never gotten far into a Half-Life game, I'd like to see them finish up the episodes, or at least make a third. It's painful to watch fans continue to be strung along like this.
Well, I appreciate your concern.
Matt Jaggeri. I think I said...
Jaggeri.
What? Jaggeri?
Jaggeri, I think. I think it's just Jaggeri.
But he said there's an A in it.
No, you know what? I was listening to the Bitmob 100 episode where he called in. I believe he pronounced it Matt Jaggeri.
Matt Jaggeri says that Portal 3 would be nice, but come on, Valve. What we all really want is a Portal gun in the next episode of Full Game in the Half-Life series. Hell, just make the next Half-Life game already, Portal gun or no Portal gun.
Seriously, here's why I've decided there can't be a Portal gun in Half-Life 3 or whatever. Because... Is this a spoiler? I don't know. I'll keep it vague then. There's a reason why certain portals, certain surfaces can have portals and others don't, and I don't think it works outside of Aperture.
But AJ, the next Half-Life game may take place in that place, which could have.
Oh, on the thing that might. You're right. Okay, I take it back. It's possible, but it wouldn't be the whole game, just a chunk of it.
Right. Okay. I still think that's a whole another mess of things though. When you put AI. Characters into an environment with portals.
Yeah,
like
I think that's been the challenge.
Right, like beyond.
That's why no one else has done this.
Right, I don't know if there's an action. I don't really know if there's an action application for the portal gun. Like there is the puzzle application.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a mess. Like some people have made mods where they put the portal gun into like just Half-Life 2. It confuses the hell out of the AI.
Right.
As you can imagine, which maybe is appropriate.
Yeah,
maybe it would be
confused
confusing.
If I was confronted with a rip in space-time.
I mean, I'm sure there's something they messed around with, though, like to get AI to understand how that works really well. And use, like, what if they had portals and you didn't, and they used it to attack you? Be interesting. All right, Jim Somerville says, I think I'm just mirroring the sentiments of the rest of the world when I say I'd like some full life consequences. As someone who got into Half-Life at Half-Life Episode 2 and then proceeded to backtrack, I'm sure I'm the least antsy about the next installment, and I'm really goddamn antsy.
So I think the consensus is just fucking make Half-Life 3.
Yeah, that seems to be it. Like, don't make Portal 3. What? See, this is how I felt when they announced Left 4 Dead 2. Like, that was like, I was like, oh, fuck you, Left 4 Dead 2. Are you kidding me? Okay. So that was that. Let's get to our new topics, though.
Okay.
Okay, so first one, kind of, I mean, we talked about this a bit, so, you know, just kind of say yes or no. Back up your thoughts. But Sony handled the PSN situation poorly.
Yeah.
Like, what? I guess, but it was a bad situation. How could they have handled it well? I guess the big complaint seems to be that they should have told everyone sooner that our public information was at risk. They claim they didn't know. So again, it's just a matter of if you believe them or not.
With some slight modification, the original Penny Arcade Rockstar comic kind of applies. Because first they didn't say anything. Then they kind of lied, where they were just saying, oh, the network's down and we don't know why. Well, you know why. You took it down because you were hacked. You just don't want to tell anybody. And then, I mean, they blame the hackers, which that's okay.
But this time it was true.
Yeah.
It was the hacksaws.
It was the hacksaws. Again, it's kind of like a friend of mine told us a long time ago, and anytime you have bad news, you should get it out there as soon as possible, because the longer you sit on it, it's just going to make it look all the worse when you reveal the truth.
I'm not sure, because Sony is a punching bag for the community. Like, even before we knew what was going on, everyone was still furious at Sony just because the network was down. They just made up assumptions. I don't think Sony could have done anything to make the sort of video game hardcore masses not angry with them. People like to hate Sony. They do.
That's true, but they could have done more to keep the mainstream from hating
them.
That's true. So you don't have Connecticut senators sending you letters, right, and you're not on the front page of CNN.com.
But people will look for any reason to hit that Sony punching bag one more time. It's deserved or not.
Right.
Okay. The PSN disaster will significantly hurt sales of PS3. Hardware.
Possible. I mean, even someone did a survey of like 2,500 gamers who have PS3s now, and they asked them, you know, what was your reaction to this? And I guess 1 in 5 of them have said that they're going to get a 360.
See,
and get rid of their PS3.
Again, that's poll. That's a
I know, but I'm just saying it's evidence of that this is affecting people's perception of the brand. I mean, even look, George on Twitter this week was originally going to get rid of his PS3, but realized he has friends making PS3 games, but he said he's never putting that thing online.
I kind of feel like we're talking to George now when he's not here. So if you listen
hey, George.
To George, you can respond, but like, does George have, what does George think about his Steam account now? Or any other thing where he puts his
Steam account's fine. Gabe Newell revealed his password and people couldn't hack it.
I know, but it's still just the point of, well, you don't know how secure you are anywhere, really. Like, we may be plenty secure now. I bet PSN is going to be awesomely secure now. I bet they're putting a lot of money into that thing.
You know, it's what he said, is fool me once.
Oh, well, that's a cliche.
Dot. Well, I mean, here's an example of just how the public works. Best Buy does not carry Acer laptops. And the reason that is, I don't know if you remember, like I think it was like a year and a half ago, there were a number of Acer laptops that had a fault in their power supplies and they caught fire.
I remember, yeah.
The public perception then was so poor that so few people bought Acer laptops after that Best Buy stopped carrying them. They sell other Acer products, but there are not Acer laptops
but so
at
Best
Buy.
Other people get over these things. Toyota, how are they doing? Are they still hurting from that whole brake problem? You have a Toyota.
I don't know the answer to that.
BP Oil, they still sell oil, right?
Like, they're still selling oil while it was happening.
Right, but you know what I mean. Plus, let's not forget that we are all very kind of, we forget things easily. There will be another story this time this month. I wonder if this anger is really going to fester and continue over.
Mm-hmm.
I still think you'd be a bit rash to just throw out your PS3.
Right. No, I mean,
Uncharted 3 is still coming up.
Once that network comes back online, I'm getting on it. I want to see if the achievements I got on Steam and Portal 2 then become trophies in PSN, or if I have to re-earn them.
I'm going to get Uncharted 3 and like, hey, George, you want to play some co-op? Huh? Just plug that thing online, man. It'll be fun. Oh, yeah. It's real safe. Yeah. Try to tempt him into it.
I mean,
I guess that's kind of one thing. Like, I don't know if I'm just...
George, I'm playing this game online. There's dialogue written by Amy Henning. Join us.
Is it just because, like, I don't know if I'm just incredibly laid back, but I have very...
That's part of it.
I think I have very little personal concern about my credit card right now. Another part of it is I don't have very much money anyways. I mean, I have a debit card. I don't have a credit card, so they can't do anything to my credit.
Right.
So, I mean, but even still, I just feel like, oh, they're probably not... Probably can't steal that. They can't steal everybody's credit card. I'm probably good. But
famous last words, Mike.
Okay.
I think it's a shame, though, because the PS3 had just started getting good.
I know. So, like I said last week, this is the first time that I've, in owning a PS3, that I actually wanted and needed the PlayStation Network to be working.
Right.
I was very upset that we were not able to do our grandiose Portal 2 skit plans this past holiday weekend.
I bought two multi-platform games on the PS3 on the same day.
Yeah,
to partially
play them online.
But again, all goes back to...
See, that's something we didn't really talk about, too, is let's not forget, this happened on a holiday weekend. A lot of people were going to be playing video games this weekend.
It was not great. All right, let's move on. You didn't really talk about this in the news, but...
Good.
Countdown thing by Namco, presumably for the next Soul Calibur.
No, I didn't even see it.
You didn't see this? It's a countdown thing. Looks very much like for next Soul Calibur. So, you were excited about a new Soul Calibur. It is kind of getting to that point, isn't it? Where...
Yeah, well, I mean, we've talked about kind of the resurgence of fighting games that's kind of going on right now, but I don't see Namco jumping on that. They'll make another Soul Calibur.
Right, that's exactly what I'm thinking, is it'll be another Soul Calibur, and they'll have, like, some characters in there.
Here's my question, is how much bigger are Ivy's boobs going to be in this one?
Honestly, Christ. Okay, if you can pick kind of exclusive characters this time, who would you pick?
Oh, for that, I don't know.
You know who I really want in?
Hmm.
It's Tron. I think that'd be cool.
That could be cool.
Have his disc.
Did you see? Oh, there was a bunch of tweets. I want to find that list now, actually. Think about it.
I saw that thing.
Yeah, but one of them was like, PlayStation 3 exclusive in Mortal Kombat, Kratos. Xbox 3 exclusive in Mortal Kombat, online play.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ouch. Zing. Although, luckily, Mortal Kombat has incredible single-player content.
Right,
it should be up right now. I wrote an article about how Mortal Kombat single-player content has made it superior to the other fighting games released this year. And it's weird, because Soul Calibur actually did usually have pretty good single-player content, but even that doesn't really compare much to Mortal Kombat. Because Mortal Kombat actually has presentation along with the content. Like, Soul Calibur always had, like, that mode. What was it called? Like, Conquest mode or whatever. And there would be, like, conditions. It'd be cool and it'd be expansive, but there'd be text before it to tell you to set up the quote-unquote story. Not fully animated and voice-acted cutscenes. Okay, so we're both kind of not feeling it for the next Soul Calibur.
No.
I mean, like, I feel like I might get it still. But, like, remember when they released, like, the HD version of Soul Calibur 2? When I played that, and then I played Soul Calibur 4, it really hit me how very little... Oh, it's just Soul Calibur 1, even. It really hit me just how little this series has kind of changed.
Right.
You know, some people say, well, that, you know, it's so good, you don't have to change it. Then why keep releasing sequels?
To make the money.
Yeah. All right, next. Project... I almost regret writing this down, because it's kind of a big idea here. But it needs to be tackled on the list. Project Cafe will not be as successful as the Wii.
Probably not.
I mean, because the Wii was pretty successful.
Well, let's look at it this way. It's going to come out at $450. Odds are the games are going to look, at least to start, significantly better than what's on the 360 and PS3. So, aside from playing my Mario and Zelda on this thing, here's going to be your option. Hey, everybody. Play Call of Duty, whatever, on your current 360 or PS3, or play the same game on an additional piece of $450 hardware you have to buy. See, I don't...
Well, that's a whole separate thing. That's a whole... Like, they're going to get those sales now because people will have the Nintendo system for another reason. That's why they're doing this.
I don't even see it as Nintendo starting the next generation early. It's almost becoming in my head as them getting onto this generation really late.
That's kind of the question. I don't know if that's what's happening or not. That is sort of the thing, though, is... Because I feel like to really understand how well this thing is going to succeed, I want to compare it to whatever Sony or Microsoft are going to do next. And we don't know what they're going to do next.
Let me put it to you this way, though. Again, I mean, you talked about how like this past week was one of the rare cases where you bought multi-plat games on your PS3. So now let's say you do get the cafe or whatever it's called, because you know we are to hardcore. We will buy one. Let's face it.
Right.
And we're going to play our Mario and our Zelda on it. But when it comes time for the next Mortal Kombat or Portal 3 and remove system exclusivity. Let's just say it comes down to features and things like that. Are you seriously going to buy it on this thing and not on the 360 where all your friends are playing online?
Well, maybe my friends will all be playing it online here now.
Do you really think so? Do you think Nintendo is going to come out with an online infrastructure that's going to draw people away from the 360? I know, I'm just saying.
But
historically,
features,
I know they should.
The features can make up for it. Like, everyone bought Soul Calibur 2 on GameCube because he had
but
Zelda.
Let's take it even, like, let's remove it from us and just go a little more to the typical gamer. Part of why people buy a game on one system or the other is because they want their achievements or their trophies.
You don't think Nintendo's going to have something like that on this?
Yeah, but I mean, part of why 360 enjoyed such early dominance, and I know it's ridiculous, but it's true, is because there were achievements on 360 and nothing on PSN.
This will have achievements.
Yeah, but I'm saying,
you think people care that much about their cumulative gamer score?
Well, now they're 5 years deep. They're invested in that
shit. I think you're playing a bit too much in that.
So, I'm just telling you,
you can get people away from that very easily by offering something as simple as Kratos and Mortal Kombat. Chris, our brother, who is as obsessed with achievements as anyone you know, the PS3 version of Portal 2 and Mortal Kombat because of features.
He's obsessed with achievements themselves, not with his gamers.
Sure he is. Oh, come on. Then who is? Because I don't personally know a single person that is so obsessed with their overall gamer score that they will only get a game for one system or the other.
Yeah, I know. All these guys at work, they all
do they own more than one system?
Yeah, no. These guys have PS3s and 360. Now they get all their games on PS3 because 2 years ago, they started a trophy war with each other, and it continues. And that's why they buy every multi-plat game that they can on their PS3s because they're in a trophy war with each other.
Okay, but that's an isolated thing. Listen to me, okay? If these games are multi, but there's a multi-platform Call of Duty out on all three systems, and it looks better on the Nintendo system, this Nintendo system has comparable things to Xbox Live, and all that has a friend list, and all this stuff, the deciding factor will not be their gamer score.
Well, but here's the thing, Ed. Do you really think it's going to, like Activision's going to take the time to make it look better on Nintendo's system?
Sure.
Why?
A little bit
why not
better.
Just make the same game in all three? That's what they want. That's why they hate the Wii, because you have to make your game and then the Wii version. They don't want to have to make their game and the cafe version.
Can't you? I don't understand why it wouldn't look better on one system than the other. Doesn't that always happen? Don't we always have comparisons? Even with Call of Duty, people will say it looks better on one system than the other. Why won't it always look better on this Nintendo system now?
Well, That's the bullshit thing where you're counting pixels and you're like, oh, this shit. Are you saying, like, a generational difference?
Sure, because it is a generational difference. We don't know.
I know, but every rumor indicates that this is running very similar hardware.
Most rumors say it will be more powerful than both of them.
Yeah, but I mean, the PS3 is more powerful than the 360. Multi-plat games in particular don't usually look significantly better on the PS3.
I mean,
you could argue, sure, that, like, Uncharted looks better than any 360 game, yeah, because that's designed for the PS3, and that could happen with Cafe. But Call of Duty on the 360 and the PS3 looks the same.
Fine. It'll probably look the same. Then it's going to come down to features, and if you get the Nintendo fanboy back, if you really get them back to the point where they want to support Nintendo,
they have some
odd kind of feeling of, like, duty. A Call of Duty, if you will.
What you did there.
But no.
But again, Call of Duty, Microsoft has timed exclusives locked up on that franchise. They get every map pack first, always.
Okay, but here's the problem. You're using a bunch of examples from when Nintendo wasn't in the race. Now they are. The rules are different. The game has changed. We have no idea.
But it's not. Activision's not going to give Nintendo all this shit until they've proven themselves.
They're not
going
to prove themselves. Their system is as good as theirs now.
To sell them. Here's the other thing.
You don't think that Call of Duty 6 on this new system, looking as good as the PS3 and 360 versions, is going to sell?
No. It'll sell, but it'll still sell more in the 360, I promise.
Okay, sure, fine. Yes, of course it's going to sell more in the system that's been out for 6 months or 6 years and has had a giant install base. They're going to take a huge chunk out of it, though. It's going to sell very, very well. It'll be the best-selling game on the Project Cafe or whatever that month and maybe that year.
Oh, sure, just like it is on the PS3. But it's not gonna touch the numbers of the 360 or the PS3 version, because they're already established.
But, they're 5 years established, sure. Okay.
Yeah, that's my point.
It's this is still, they're still going to sell a lot of those games. That's the whole reason they're doing this, basically. Don't think it's anything else because they discover some tech. It's because they want Call of Duty. Maybe specifically Call of Duty.
And they're going to get Call of Duty. They're going to get
They're going to get Call of Duty, and they're going to sell a shit ton of it.
Yeah, and so's everybody else.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
See, here's my... You're doing it again, this race mentality, where it's like, well, it doesn't matter how good Nintendo does unless they beat Microsoft. Who cares if they don't sell as much of them? They're going to sell a shit ton of them and make a bunch of money that they didn't get to make before.
But then 2 years later, when the next Xbox...
But see, okay, this, again, this
out,
is it. This is a, there's this thing with you where these next Sony and Microsoft systems are going to somehow be amazing and ridiculous. Why? What if this new Nintendo system looks as good as that? What was that? Was that an ID tech demo? An id tech demo?
No, it was on Epic.
Epic. What if it could? What if we can run that? Then how much better are we going to get for the next 2 years? Not much.
If it could run that, yeah, that's different.
Here's worst case scenario. This new Nintendo system is the PS2 compared to the Xbox. Well, guess how that worked out.
I think it's going to be like Dreamcast compared to the Xbox by the time it's all done.
No, because it's just... The gap is so smaller now. It is. If they're going to be able to run a game that looks as good as Uncharted on this thing, I don't know how much better you need to look for a while. And again, I know years later we're going to notice the difference. But we can't concern ourselves right now with what Sony and Microsoft's going to do. We have no idea what they're going to do. They may not do anything for a while. Who knows? Maybe the PS3 actually will be around for another 5 years. And, like, their next system isn't going to launch until the next Nintendo system does. Okay. Good.
Okay.
I told you I regretted writing that down. And this will become an ordeal. All right. Last one. This is also a community question. The PSN situation has made you more cautious about giving away your credit card information.
Not me. I mean, I use the internet for a lot of things, and I kind of don't have a choice.
It is kind of this weird thing where, like, even when faced with this, you know, your identity is going to be stolen. Like, we still kind of just say, no, here's all my personal info. Please don't steal me.
Protect this for me.
Yeah, protect this.
Here's my password.
You go. Like, think about all the places. Like you could go to some scrubby website to order something. Like, let's say I want flowers. I go to, 1-800-flowers.com. Mm-hmm. Like, is their security database better than Sony's? I don't think so. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things up there. But so I wonder if this situation has given you any pause or any concern. Maybe you're just incredibly laid back about it like me and don't really care. But let us know. Okay, well, we're well into this podcast, aren't we?
I know.
Okay, I haven't really played anything too terribly interesting. Well, we did the big one, we played some Portal 2 co-op.
Yeah, we did, and it's awesome.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Yeah, because we didn't talk about that. Yeah, like, we were, like the first time we played it, we had our headsets on, and it's literally just, every so often, one of us would just exclaim, "This is amazing."
It is.
It's really, really good.
You were getting on my nerves a little bit last time, though.
I'm sorry.
And I can tell you, I think this is a thing some people have where, like, it gives you this option to tell somebody where you want them to point their portal. I almost don't like it, because the other person can essentially try to play the game for you.
Yeah.
It's like it's almost like this race now. It's like sometimes it's not cooperative and it becomes competitive where it's like this thing where like I'm gonna solve the puzzle, I'm gonna tell the other person what to do. In a weird sort of way. And you were very much kind of doing this for a little bit. I had to slap you and say that's a bad edge guy.
But I will say, like, the moments where, like, the two of you are sitting there and you kind of, wait, like, it's like, what if we did this? Yeah, then I'd put this here. Yeah, that's it. Like,
right.
When you figure stuff out together like that, you know how, like, we were saying what's so good about Portal 2 is when you figure something out, you feel fucking smart. Well, in this, you feel fucking smart and you feel like you really cooperate.
Right.
Like, this is the most cooperative co-op game ever.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Plus, it's still very funny and very well designed. And there are fun moments where you can kill the other person. You kill me and I got very mad. And I still have not exacted revenge. One time I thought
I tried to kill me that one time and almost accidentally killed yourself instead. Like, I was walking up these steps and I got hit by, like, a stray bullet from a turret. And I was like, what the hell was that? And I turned around, you're just getting shot at.
I had to run away.
There was also, probably the funniest thing that happened when we were playing. Because, I gotta say, the animation they did for these two robots is unbelievably cool. So there was one puzzle where the basic mechanic of solving it was... And they use this a couple times, where there will be a very small, like, little box. They have this in the one trailer, actually, where one guy goes and stands in it, and then the other person will shoot a portal above them, a portal below them, so they fall in an infinite loop to gain a ton of momentum. And then that person has to go and drop the bottom port or the top portal to launch them. In this particular puzzle, once I was launched to go straight up, you then had to move the other portal to another launch point so I could hit two buttons in sequence. So once you did it, you can hit the emote key while you're in the air to do little, like, air moves just to be funny. So I just was content to sit flying back and forth between these two portals for a while, just doing air flips. And you were, like, kind of watching, saying, okay, that's funny. But then you kind of got sick of waiting for me. So Mike goes back around to that little box again and just throws the one portal I'm about to go, like, through back on the ground. So that with all this momentum, I just fly through this hole, go 2 feet in the air, and just smash into the ceiling. And the character actually animates smashing into the ceiling, and it was funny as hell.
It was very amusing for me.
Like, it seemed like you couldn't have planned, like, a gag that better
right,
than
exactly.
that, you know? Like that would be like a cutscene.
I wonder where... I feel like there's some sort of plot going on, too.
Yeah, I like it.
I wonder
it.
Where it's going.
Something devious is
happening.
One
thing, my internet went down last time we were playing in the middle of a
oh,
chapter.
Oh, that was so upsetting.
I hope that it
I hope it picks up in the middle
of the
chapter.
We're
going to
play after
pissed.
This, I assume, right, for a little bit?
Oh, I shouldn't.
Okay, never mind. That's...
Tonight's bad.
Okay. But yeah, so the co-op has been very good. You played some Mortal Kombat with me, right?
Yeah, we did some versus, and we also did some tag team co-op.
Yeah, the team ladder.
Yeah.
It was all very amusing, but, you know, I've been singing the praises of Mortal Kombat for a while now. That's really it for me. Did you play anything interesting?
I got all of a sudden very addicted to Borderlands on the PC.
I know, I saw that. That was random.
It's really fun.
Well, yeah.
Because I'm playing the sniper, who I never played, and that with a mouse and keyboard is... I'm having a blast. Mm-hmm. It's really good. I like that game.
Sure.
Did you see the guy who proposed his girlfriend with the help of Gearbox?
I mean, no. I'm kind of getting... It's one of those things where I've seen a lot of these video game proposals for one lifetime now.
It was a good... I mean, they like the Gearbox actually took a week and got, like, the Claptrap voice actor to make, like, this whole video where... Clapjack, like, you know, offers a proposal, but of course it's, like, goofy and silly and everything. It was pretty nice.
Yeah, that's good.
The other thing, too, I played more Gears of War 3, the beta. I think I've reached the decision that I don't like Gears of War.
Really?
Multiplayer. Here's why.
You were very big into Gears of War 1.
Yeah, here's my thing. The community broke the game, and Epic won't fix it, because they'll piss everybody off.
I actually heard that they went back on a lot of the fixes they made in Gears of War 2, because people complained about them.
Well, here's the thing. To me, the gameplay of Gears of War, the prime mechanic, and what I enjoy doing in that game, is taking cover and shooting at guys from cover. All Gears of War multiplayer is people equip one of the two shotguns and just barrel roll across the map until they get in the close quarters and start shooting you with shotguns.
Right.
Like, I was terrible at this game, and it was pissing me off. And then I was like, fine, fuck you guys. You want to roll around and shoot with shotguns? I'm going to roll around and shoot with shotguns. And I kicked ass.
But it's almost dissatisfying, huh?
It's like, well, either make this a shotgun game and remove cover, because that doesn't work, or just get rid of the shotguns. Then the game goes back to what, at least I perceive, what it should be. But they'll never do that.
See,
because everyone likes diving around with shotguns.
All these cover games have. Even the Uncharted 2 multiplayer kind of had that problem, to be honest.
Yeah, that's the thing. In a cover-based single-player game, the AI kind of plays along. Humans don't play along.
Right, exactly. Yeah, like, oh, okay, yeah, we'll pop out sometimes.
And that's the thing, too. When you're in cover, your field of view is limited, your mobility is limited, and... For someone to just walk up next to you, they could start blasting away, and you really, it's hard to get unstuck from cover, turn to your right, and shoot this guy.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean.
Like, if you need a close-up mechanic to combat long range, you have the chainsaw. Like, I just don't think the game needs shotguns. And that fucking sawed-off double barrel? Fuck
it's kind of a
thing.
Thing where, like, all multiplayer games have to have a shotgun. I don't know.
Yeah,
why.
But, like, well, there's this double barrel shotgun that, if you shoot someone with it at close range, it's an instant kill.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they will say, oh, but the reload time on it is really fucking long.
Well, it doesn't really matter.
So it's risk-reward. But guess what? If they shoot me with it, I don't care how long it takes them to reload, because I'm dead. And these guys are good enough with it that they don't miss. Like, you'll just be sitting there like, Humpty Dum in cover, I'm going to shoot some guy when he comes out at me, and some guy will dive next to you, do three roll-arounds. You're trying to aim, but because your turn speed is slower than the speed of him moving, you can't aim at him, and then he just gets behind you, and boom, your head blows up. Like, it's not fun.
Fair enough.
So, yeah. And then they released with it the King of the Hill mode this week now, because every week they're unlocking more content in the beta. Yeah, that mode's shit. It compounds the problem. Because now, there is no cover. You get to cover at this hill point, and everyone's charging at you. And like I said, in that scenario, the person covers at a disadvantage. Because you can't move. You can't aim.
So what do you prefer, then, for a multiplayer shooter?
Halo.
Really? Yeah, Halo?
I love Halo's multiplayer. Fortress? Yeah, Halo and Team Fortress. I mean, those are my two favorite multiplayer games. They've been my two favorite multiplayer games for over a decade.
I'm not a huge fan of the Call of Duty kind of run, knife.
Yeah, I'm over that,
three
too.
People, yeah. Call of Duty, not so much. But no, of all the recent ones, that was the one I had the most fun with. I'm really not into these multiplayer camp big things as much as...
Right. Though I am looking really forward to Brink.
I'm looking... not Brink. I'm looking forward to Firefall. That'll be cool.
Yeah. Let's see. Did I play anything else this week?
I don't think so. Let's go ahead and say no.
Okay.
We're past our welcome here, I think. People are like, oh, they're still talking? What is this? All right. So here's the releases. So Darkspore came out, apparently.
Yeah, I had the beta downloaded and never got around to playing it. I didn't realize the game was coming out.
Yeah, that came out with very little. Compared to the fanfare for Spore, whoa.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. I've watched videos and stuff of this game. I mean, it's cool how it's kind of taking the Spore creature mechanics and putting it in a game. But the game itself just looks boring.
Yeah, that's what people basically say.
Yeah.
Operation Flashpoint Red River. Outland for Xbox Arcade. And I guess PSN when that comes back up.
Right.
The box, well, I guess what I call the box, but the art for this is, once again, very heavily using that whole blue-orange thing. We see
a lot of people have likened this game to Ikaruga.
Really? I haven't really heard much about it. Ikaruga?
With, some platforming and elements of Bejeweled.
Interesting. Now I'm kind
of... It sounds good. I need to check it out.
Man vs. Wild, PS3, 360, and Wii, based on this show.
I could play as Bear Grylls.
I'm just going to sound stupid trying to pronounce this. IL2 Sturmovik. Cliffs of Dover. I got it right.
Oh, man, this got a bad review. This is usually a pretty well-liked series.
GameSpot wasn't a fan. Hector, Badge of Courage, Episode 1, we negotiate...
No, Badge of Carnage.
Oh, that makes more sense.
See what they did there?
Yeah, Hector, Badge of Carnage, Episode 1, we negotiate with terrorists. I really do have some interest in this, just because it looks like such a classic point-and-click adventure game.
Yeah, it's supposed to be pretty funny.
Again, my only problem is that super clean art style. I can't stand that. DLC for Castlevania... And that looks like that's about it. Okay. Alright, I guess we're done.
Yes.
Are you going to remember to put the community question on our Facebook page this time? Not
maybe.
Make me do it after the fact when I notice you haven't?
I'm sorry to inconvenience you.
Badass guy. Well, I mean, I'll do it, but you have to tell me.
Okay.
Alright, thanks for listening, everybody. You can find more of us at First of Our Facebook group. Be sure to visit us there and
Facebook.com/explainingbarrel.
Right. Be sure to visit us and tell us that you like us and comment on our question this week, which again is going to be are you more cautious about using your credit card for online purchases and stuff of that ilk since the PSN crisis? You can also find us, of course, at explainingbarrel.wordpress.com and Twitter at twitter.com/explainingbarrel. We're on the iTunes Marketplace and the Zoom. No, iTunes Music Store in the Zoom Marketplace.
There you go.
They really, how much longer are we going to go with the Zoom thing?
I don't know. That's a good question. Here, let's go topical bonus round. Does anyone use the Zoom Marketplace to download this show? Please tell us.
If we just end it there, be done with that forever. All right. Well, okay, so thanks for listening, everybody. I'll see you next time right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast. Goodbye.
All right.